Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The final whistle then has gone at Anfield. Edel and Liverpool 2, FC Porto 0. Goals from Thiago with an absolute worldie. And then Mohamed Salah gets his goal just before he goes off. Like you say, I think it was a 50-50 game, I think, for the first half. Both sides had decent chances. They had some really good ones that they missed. But second half, Liverpool showed their dominance and in the end deserved to get that free, just the 3 points.
Yeah, we came out in the second half. Like Klopp had basically told them, we've been too casual.
Yep.
Like, let's kind of switch it up and let's go up through the gears now. We've been playing in second gear. This first half, they could have caught us. You know, a better team might have put us to the sword in the moments that they was able to create. Fortunately, that wasn't meant to be the case. Some good moments for us in that first half as well, though. You know, I know we were very unlucky. Thiago looked like he was just on it from the start. As soon as we started to get some of those passes going, he seemed to be at the heart of everything that was really working well for us in that first half. I do feel as though the second half performance defensively, it was a lot stronger.
I agree.
We took, as you said then, we took a bit of a stranglehold on the game and really kind of took it away from them. And I know we're going to talk on those goals because both goals had real moments of quality in both of them. But that Thiago goal, mate, fucking hell, that was something special. It really was.
It's very rare that you see things in football that you've never seen before really. You know, I'm 33 years old. I know the whole that I've had a tough paper round. But 33 years old, you've pretty much seen footballers do pretty much everything. Like, overhead kicks, halfway line.
Scorpion, goal. Halfway. All of that.
I've never seen that. He nutmegs a guy on the volley and the ball's going towards the floor and almost takes off again. It was like aerodynamically just absolutely impossible. That's how sweet the strike was. It's as good a goal as you'll ever see. It was an absolute worldie.
You can't hit that any better. Like it's impossible to in physics to have hit that any better to end up in the back of it. It was an arrow, and I mean, I will sit at home later and watch that on replay from all sorts of different angles time and time again to just see how he's actually done it, how's he got over the ball that much and got that much backspin on it. It kind of just lifted off like a frisbee, one of them throws, like those planes that you throw, not a paper airplane, but you know, one of like the foam ones that just go down and lift back up. It was just unbelievable.
You can tell he liked it because, like I say, the way he celebrated
he
knew how good the goal was. He was happy with that one. He was happy, and rightly so. It was an absolute world.
Yeah, for your highlight reel when you watch it, when you sit back and and you look back over the goals you scored in your career. What are they doing there? They're a bit of a
FC Porto
in the weird ritual. But yeah, when you look back at the goals over your career and you see that you've scored goals like that, it is just going to put a big smile on your face. So well done to him, because I think that topped what was a very good performance from, especially him and Ox in midfield. Yeah. I think between the two of them, they deserved that moment.
Like I say, later on today, later on in a minute, I should say, rather, we've got the player rating show and obviously we've got the fan reaction show as well. And obviously we've got the instant match reaction show. We can go in-depth on those, but I'm get more on the in-depth, on the instant match reaction in a minute, rather. Got me words tangled there, but let's talk about Mo Salah's goal, and he was desperate for it. He's just about to, I wonder if he knows his numbers are up and he thinks, ooh, again.
Well, he might, because they both came off at the same time, didn't they, Mane and Salah?
Yeah, so he must have been told 70. Henderson plays him in. He sends Mateus off the screen from where we're watching. He sends him, and it's a great finish by Salah near post. I mean, the reason he plays in that game, he's just desperate for goals. He's addicted to scoring goals. who knows how that affects him and stuff. Like, obviously, in terms of Golden Boot, he loves it. He wants all that as well. But from a confidence point of view, like, he had that little run where he scored every week, and then he had a couple of games where he hadn't scored. Just that ended. He's fine. Gets another goal. Perfect. All is well for Liverpool, and all is well for Mohamed Salah.
Yeah, and it's lovely because he is one of them players that if there's a game to play, play me. I don't care what the occasion is. I want to add more goals to my overall tally for the season. And again, another performance where Manny, in the same respects, is probably thinking the same sort of mentality. He's unlucky with his opportunity that was ruled off for offside. But the way Salah just took his goal, again, it's that composure, it's that class. We know the keeper probably doesn't cover himself in glory in the respect that he should probably do better on his near post. Or you'd argue you'd expect your goalkeepers to do better on the near posts. But when it's Mohamed Salah and he's staring you down and he's saying, I can pick my corner, mate. So it doesn't really matter what you do. If I'm going to pick my corner, I'm going to bury it in. And he does, to be fair. It was nice link-up play between him and Henderson. I think we've kind of got used to that. Even if Trent's not on that right side, I think we've got used to the link-up between Henderson and playing in that position with Mohamed Salah. They've got a good rhythm with each other. Yep. It's kind of intuitive in some senses. It was a really well-timed goal. And as I say, it was his last contribution to the game. And he couldn't have exited the pitch in a better way.
Yeah, I'm excited. Just gives him that little boost that Mo Salah doesn't need it because he's amazing. He's been brilliant all season and stuff. But yeah, he was absolutely excellent there. One more player I want to touch on then before we look at the group as a whole and everything else going forward. Then Tyler Morton making a start in the European game for Liverpool. Yes. Absolutely delighted for him. Again, at times I thought with the ball he was excellent.
Yeah.
I thought at times he was easily ran past at times. Like the Fabinho wins a few more than Tass. I'm not comparing the lad to Fabinho, it's harsh, but I suppose when you're used to seeing your number six win them balls, to see him getting skipped past the years, he was like, oh yeah, he's only a young kid. But overall, a very positive, more pluses than negatives to Tyler Morton.
Yeah.
And to be involved in a goal, because he's the one who sends the long ball forward, isn't he, for Mo Salah's goal, should be very pleased and very proud of his performance there.
No, that's exactly what you'd be looking to take away from him. I said before, you know, he'd been playing most of this game on adrenaline purely, and in some of those situations where he was ran past a little bit too easy, it's the challenges where you're not favoured to get the ball, so you either leave something on the man and concede a foul, or you have to time it perfectly. And as your body, as he gets older, his body will get a little bit bigger, he'll get a little bit stronger. He might, and again with the experience, he might be able to just leave one on his opposition players.
Yeah.
These are fully grown men in their prime, so to try and leave something on someone who's probably a good, you know, couple stone heavier than you, it's probably going to hurt you more than it hurts them. I don't think that was in his mind, but he just, the way he just left his body in positions, if to say, well, if you want to, you can run into it rather than committing to any of the challenges, probably suggests that there might have been some of that in the back of his mind. But I think you're right in what you say there in terms of his application of when he was actually using the ball and how he was distributing the ball. I thought at times it was really good. And I know the long ball to Salah, it's a hopeful ball, but it gives Salah something to chase down, and you know that's part and parcel of Salah's game. He is going to chase those balls. He will chase stuff that, you know, he doesn't have any right to win and put defenders under pressure, and that's kind of what happened, and the defender didn't cover himself in glory at all.
Yeah.
So for the first European start, I'd say everyone in the crowd would have been in his corner supporting him. I think he can look at that as a really solid night's worth of work.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Perfect. For him as well, what a night. Gets the whole 90 minutes. Plays two positions as well.
Yeah.
So not only did he get a goal at number six.
I thought he looked good as well, alongside on that left-hand side. He looked really well.
The press was on and stuff like that. I thought, like I say, it's not a perfect... No one was perfect. Listen, our goalie nearly
gives a goal
away. Canate does...
A few things.
Skip past everyone.
Everyone had individual little moments where it was like, yeah, you could cut that out of your game and it would have been a lot better. But as a whole, I think we collected ourselves well enough to just say, dust it off.
Yep.
And we can go again.
Yeah, I suppose as well. Like if you're a Porto fan watching or listening to this or, you know, reviewing that game, you would be thinking, like, we had big chances there. Yeah. Like if they don't go through this group now, because again, looking at, because of Milan's win over Atletico Madrid, the group is very, very close.
Tight, yeah.
It's very, very close. So you don't want to be getting into a position now. Porto, they may be thinking, you know, a draw there, and we're in a much better position. So as it stands, Liverpool play 5-1-5, 15 points. We've laughed in the face of the group of death. Well, it was called Porto now 5 games, 5 points. Milan 5 games, 4 points. Atletico Madrid 5 games, 4 points. Like,
we've been the grim reaper of this group.
Someone could go through this group on 6 points, genuinely. So if Milan get beat by us,
yeah,
and Porto draw with Madrid, 6 points could get you through this group, which is mad to think about it, because that's so rare that was 6 get you through. But if I'm put again, going back to it, we praise Liverpool rightly so, but we must admit Porto big chances,
yeah,
big chances. A couple ones, the one across the box is a sitter, he should score, yeah. The guy who goes through and doesn't shoot a bad one, again TVR is the one that's pulled back to him, he's probably the victim of two of those really. Or, well, the culprit, I should say, then, is it Taremi again, who goes through, is your number nine and doesn't shoot. Like, we're praising Liverpool, right, so 2-0 clean sheet, but I think it would be remiss for us not to say, like, a better attacking team could have had goals there against that back four.
Yeah, facts, 100%. They would have, a better team would have put us to the sword there, and I think the intention was probably right, because what they tried to do the first time, even though it didn't execute, they tried it again the next time. So maybe that was a tactic that they was using. Let's cut them open. Let's try and take Alisson out of the picture and try and get the ball into an empty net. If we can get one like that, then we might be able to steal something in another way, whether that's a set piece or whether that is a shot. But it's almost as if they wasn't prepared to try anything else.
Yeah.
It was, we want to take Alisson out of the picture and try and roll the ball into an empty net. We're in both of those chances. With hindsight, you're looking at them thinking, you've beat everybody.
Have a
shot. Just
shoot,
yeah. Just have a shot and make the keeper work, make the keeper parry it. If he parries it and puts it into the path of on one of your other guys running in on goal, you might be better off like walking the ball over the line rather than just passing it into an empty net. So I think there's a chance that they may kick themselves if they don't get the result in game six, but Like you said there, a better team puts us to the sword on at least one of those occasions.
Yeah, well, listen, them's the breaks in it. We get unlucky, Mane's goal disallowed, yeah. Very, very tight offside. We thought we had a penalty, rightly ruled back. They've all done well on that, actually, but it was a good foul to give away.
Yeah,
it was a good foul to give away as well, the guy, because it wasn't a penalty in the end. I think he knew as well. I think everyone, apart from the ref, knew that it was a foul. But yeah, in the end, then, what I imagine Jürgen's going to be delighted with the professionalism, because again, it's a game that Liverpool didn't have to win. I think we've had these before. Michelin comes to example where they didn't play well and it phoned it in. It was a very professional performance from Liverpool, if nothing else. Like, job done. No worries injury wise, touch wood, nothing's being reported.
Yeah.
I think Jürgen's going to be delighted. He believes in his rhythm and he believes in his momentum. And players got minutes in the leg, players are ticking over, everyone's fine, everyone walks off nice and fit, hopefully, like we say, it looked like that. He'll be absolutely delighted with the professionalism then.
Yeah, I think as fans, we all probably think things in, oh, we've got the points in the bag, we could do this, we can rest players, we can field the kids, get all the academy out to play, but Jürgen fielded winners for the reason. He put out match winners in this game because he believed that this game was winnable. And he's not looking at the rest of the group in terms of, like, let's wait, help the points that they need to do anything. He's just got a job to do from a Liverpool perspective.
Yes.
And part of doing that job is building a momentum amongst not just our usual starting 11, but our wider squad. How, let those lads have the experience of winning games, what it's like to win games. We spoke the other day about when Kostas starts, we keep clean sheets, yep, and we don't lose.
Done it again? Absolutely done it again.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, these little things that he's probably thinking, it's the small differences that over time yield big results.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And I think one, like we mentioned earlier, like the risk reward thing, the risks, yeah, is an injury, and we've seen it happen again, referencing Jota last year and stuff, and that's fine. That is what it is. The reward is players like Oxlade-Chamberlain get to carry their form over into this game, and then they play well again, and then that carries into the weekend. Thiago comes off the back of a good performance, puts in another one. You know, Mane and Salah both play well, rolling on and on. So when we talk about rhythm, that is something that Liverpool are massively, Klopp loves. I think he likes playing midweek games. Yeah. I don't think he likes the week's rest is good for injuries and maybe a bit of training and stuff. But over, at this period of the season, I don't think they matter. As long as the players are available and there's enough rotation.
We're used to it now.
Roll on and on. You can tell, like, now that we're out the back end of it, with no injuries against Touchwood, it's been a positive experience. That we all question the team, why are you going so strong? Why is the bench so strong? Because they've won and now they have to roll into Southampton relative all fit and firing with full of confidence. That's the benefit.
And people are already coming back and have had minutes under the legs.
Yeah.
Like, since Klopp's tenure and him getting his into Europe, that has been a consistent theme for us, that we play two games in a week, at least for large parts of the season. And that has helped us build momentum. And it's like something that he kind of targets us on. Like, yeah, the more we have those games and those minutes in our legs, that's kind of the level of where our engine's at. If, yeah, we don't, and we go for too long without it, trying to get us back up to that speed seems to be more detrimental for us, because we kind of lose head of steam.
Yeah.
So if, at least if I can keep the train on the tracks, I'm happy to do it if this is the circumstances that it's got to be done under.
Yeah, 100% absolutely agree. So like I say, guys, thanks very much for those who joined us for the watch along. It was fun having Reds from all over the world to interact with. Absolute pleasure.
Love
that. Like I say, stick around on the YouTube channel. We've got your match reactions coming soon. Ed'll be reading those. I'll be over at the board with the player ratings for the show as well. And after that, we will be live streaming on the Red Men TV, on Red Men Plus, with the instant match reaction. Like I say, Red Men Plus is...
Oh, man of the match there, Thiago.
Rightly so, Thiago's been given man of the match. So I say Red Men Plus, our streaming service, is we've got a free offer code running, but it ends on November 30th. So you've got about a week, just under a week or so, to get yourself on board without it costing you a penny. So like I say, if you head over to redmentv.com, sign up as a club captain, enter the code Red Men Plus in full capitals. Do it now as soon as the show ends, and the first thing you'll get to watch, you'll get to watch me and Errol live on the instant match reaction streaming there. On the back of that, if you do it now, basically your month will start today. You will get, we've worked it out, you'll get about 50 to 55 of our shows between now and that 3 month ending. That includes Final Words, that includes the debate show, includes the stats show. We've got
11 predictions. Well, most the build of them,
in terms of Red Men Plus, we've got, like I say, the absolute tons of it.
Yeah,
the best one, my favorite at the moment, is Chris's the stats show with Chris Page. Absolutely delightful. Like I say, we've got opposition previews over there as well. We've got the Anfield experiences. And not only that, coming now and in December, we've got a documentary series, a two-part special running on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Liverpool's top 50 Premier League players of all time, as voted for by the Red Men TV followers. We've also got behind-the-scenes access. It was really fun. Behind-the-scenes access at a derelict Melwood. Liverpool have obviously moved out. It gives us a chance to go around there, film all the old the pictures and the old change rooms. Really, really cool feature. That will be on there soon as well. Absolutely tons there for you. And not only that, you'll get access to the full back catalogue as well. So everything we're about to make, the 50-odd shows that we're going to make between now and the end of the month, you'll also get a chance to go and look at our amazing Hendo 10 docu-series. We've got the In Conversations with, including the likes of Peter Moores. Absolutely great interviews on there as well. Absolutely tons for your value. And I say it won't cost you a penny, so go over to redmentv.com. Go to sign up as a subscriber, as a club captain for the month. Enter the code REDMENPLUS in capitals and you will not be charged for the month. You'll get it all for free. Why wouldn't you do it? It's free. You honestly, the amount of content that you're going to get, absolutely ridiculous.
Treat yourself for Christmas, man. Just patting it for Christmas.
You say treat yourself, it's absolutely free of charge. So please, please, please do that. And like I say, some of the...
We are going to go and wax lyrical about that Thiago goal. I mean, by the way, mate, we are going to wax lyrical.
Yeah, the instant match reaction might just be me and Errol just talking about the Thiago goal. So yeah, thanks very much. It's been an absolute pleasure, you guys. Thanks so much for interacting and joining us. And we'll be back in about 10, 15 minutes time with our fan reaction show, and then I say play ratings and tons more. So until then, we'll see you soon. Tell Alicia.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.